Imagine they are seeing, hearing, tasting now. And just Dhamma.
Even thinking that just Dhamma is not the moment of being aware of that which appears without thinking. That's why from the very beginning one can have such moment of understanding and moment of experience. But from theory or intellectual understanding, it builds up the moment of thinking first before realizing that even there's no thinking, it's there and it's just like this, no matter you think about it or not. Like heartless, you don't have to think it's rupa or unreality. It's heart, it indicates itself as that which cannot be everything.
Ajahn, sometimes or most of the time during the day, you remind us to observe realities, to know realities.
To understand. It's useless to have awareness without understanding. It's useless to have intention to have it. It's not useless to do.
It's useless?
Useless. Because it's not understanding. So just understand. And it works great. It adds up like accumulation. Because if we just have a look at the citta, each one has one moment of citta.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can find out how dirty it is, because it's like now the akusala sprinkle the citta with attachment and aversion at moment of seeing, hearing, so forth in a day. So it's like the big heap of the bark that dust in here. Very dirty dust. By understanding this, there's no other way to take that which is accumulated inside the citta at all. It's there all time, more and more, until panya is there. So we see the value of panya. Only if, and panya is understanding, not awareness. People crave for awareness, see. They don't mind that what's the use of being aware and do not understand or ignore the nature of reality as it is at all. Because it appears like it's static. It doesn't go away, but actually each one arises and falls away in split seconds. So what appears is like the skin of everything inside it. Like the skin of the cow, which there are many organs, the heart, the blood, and so forth.
And what's the use of understanding and awareness?
It understands whatever it is, so it has no attachment. Less and less. And attachment is the cause of suffering.
Because many times when I hear, seeing, smelling, or I'm reminded by to understand realities, but and then I recollect the realities, investigate in my life, but still it doesn't bring any kind of benefit that time. And then, you know, it's all the same.
Because you wish to change it, no understanding. But if you forget that and develop understanding, life changes by understanding. Not by your wish.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Ajahn, I still cannot know visible object or seeing or these dhammas.
The eye is ignorance.
And it's thinking.
Forget. Everyone has the same thing, accumulation of akusala. But when there are the best thing in one's life, it's moment of understanding from hearing and considering. It's accumulated. It's like the seed which will grow. But in the beginning, it's only just a seed, not a tree yet. So it's like intellectual understanding. Only the seed, but the seed can grow. But it's not you who just wish to have a tree. Suddenly, and whenever there is such thinking, it's lower, added and added, and covers up the right path instantly. So the right path is not easy to realize. It's the right path, the accumulation of just understanding. Don't mind whether there is awareness or not. Because every moment of kusala, especially understanding, there must be awareness at some level. It's not the awareness of a characteristic, because that is more advanced. From hearing and hearing, which it does not go away from what it said, but it knows or understands that which it said. Like carcass, it's there, understanding it at that moment, by accumulation, not at the end. In the beginning, the will to do is so strong, because the clinging of the self. But later, it's Panya which knows the way. It's not that way, it's not that way. It's only understanding and abandon the clinging to it. And so it goes more and more advanced to understand reality as it is until it arises in us. By then, the Tukha Ariyasatya, the first one, can eliminate the idea of self. Because there is no one there, no other world, only that reality thinking of that, just one. And it arises because now it has a reason, so it appears. But Panya is so keen to become detached and detached and detached. And then reality can appear. Otherwise it cannot appear, even if it's like this.
So any moment can be understood. Any moment, like now.
Like now. Just
we don't need anything special.
No, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's good.
See, there's hardness anytime, but it's the understanding of it. Don't mind about awareness, it's there. If there's understanding, it's there. Otherwise, Lopa just want to have it, see? It hinders all the time.
Lopa is very subtle.
It follows everywhere. At the moment of eating, walking, seeing, hearing.
Unknowingly, isn't it? Unknowingly, Ajahn, isn't it? But it can be understood, Lopa, isn't it?
Certainly. But not as Lopa yet, as a reality.
As a reality?
That's why people try to know this and that, but actually, it's not the beginning of knowing a reality. Like now, you don't have to say that it's hard, but just a reality. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to call it a reality. A reality appears gone.
So we know it's something now, but we still cannot say what is this.
Not yet, not yet. Even the name, the word like Nama and Rupa shouldn't come in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see that at this moment, there's the understanding of that which experience is not that which is not, which is seen. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to use any word, because Panya develops from hearing. So, not repeating. At moment of repeating, it's not understanding of that characteristic, because it thinks, so it does not understand that special characteristic that had to be.
But, Ajahn, it really seems to be something now, not nothing, something.
Yes, because when there is the understanding that it's nothing, it means that whatever arises has passed away. So you know that nothing. But since it's not the realization, the movement of arising and falling away, so it goes on like something stays all the time. So you don't think that it's nothing, it's something.
But even now it's tasting, and there is seeing, and there is hearing. And you say don't need to call these moments.
Because no, at moment of seeing, do you have to call seeing?
It's
seeing,
gone, it's very fast,
right,
gone.
Right. That by thinking again. theoretical understanding, we conditioned into the nothingness of everything which does appear very temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Because we cling to that which has gone and make believe that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the world of make believe. Make you believe that this is this and that
it's that.
It's that.
Mm.
What kind of egg would you like?
Just one normal egg.
Kite.
Like Ajahn.
Kite. Anilia kite.
Yeah. And there must be so many realities, I assume, or egg thinking, to even think about the egg.
Any moment, blind, when there's no right understanding. That's why when any of us, any level of understanding, we think of the virtues of Buddha. And anyone who see the other's goodness, why not they be good? Little by little, by seeing what is virtuous, or what is benefit, what is the best thing, to understand whatever appears. Because one was born and one will die. We don't know when. But it can be this moment. It can be without understanding or with understanding.
Just yeah, depending.
Yeah, and understanding does not hurt. It's good friend. Best friend.
I know, because I analyzed what you told me in Poland. Yeah, the panya or understanding is the best friend ever we can have.
Yeah.
But it doesn't visit us so often.
It doesn't matter, because as long as you know that it's dirty and it cannot understand, it hinders. So all goodness will condition understanding, because one doesn't concentrate on oneself. It's time to think about doing good things, doing good deeds.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment it's kusala, and one knows that kusala cannot understand. But kusala one day, even if it's small, it will understand the word which is heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everyone can understand. Even the word Dhamma or whatever is real, they doubt what is real. And when we say that now is real, they don't know now. Because for them it's only many things on the table. But now it's a reality. It's been its object of awareness. But we don't mind and don't have to say and do not have to try or want it. Just understanding it.
Yeah. Must be kusala for Tanya also. And yesterday at the night I feel a bit sad, for example, and I remind myself about realities, like seeing, hearing, but still it seemed like my mind was interested in the story of I am sad and I must observe sadness.
Because at moment...
Or be aware of sadness.
No, that is thinking.
Thinking, yeah.
But as soon as sadness appear, you understand it. Different from thinking that I will be aware.
You mean like the thinking?
No, just for example now, heart. It's heart. You don't call it. But heart disappears. Not with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But when there is understanding, it detaches from taking it for something.
Mm-hmm.
Only a reality. And one knows that in a day only different realities arise without understanding. So it's the moment to begin to know.
It's the moment to know.
Yeah, to know that you don't have to say it's a reality. But you know that it's different from moment when you take it for a glass. Right? Usually it's a glass.
Mm-hmm.
At moment of touching, heart disappears. And with understanding, you know that it's not a glass, but you don't have to name that it's not a glass. Because a characteristic appears as it is, as hardness, to the development of panya, to grow, to see that it's not a glass anymore. Not fork, not spoon. Only that, just little by little. But you see the difference. It's not thinking.
And you say no need to name these different realities.
Nobody can stop thinking. At moment thinking, another set is understand it as not self. See, so in a day until everything appears as Dhamma, that is the growth of Panya. Just understand whatever appears from one to another, from one to another, from time to time. No expectation. So actually, it's the world of nama and rupa, the world of attachment, the world of ignorance, the world of sound, and so on. Just mixing this world with wrong understanding. That's why we see the virtues of Buddha, how compassion he has to do everything for the others to become the enlightened one. Have you heard the word Adivasanakanti?
Adivasanakanti? No.
And Kanti? What is
it? I heard the word, but separately, like three words. Adi means higher. Vasana, behavior. And Kanti means tolerance, patience more. Patience.
Even while eating. Even while eating.
To the pleasantness.
When the object is unpleasant, like it's too soft, or too hard, too sweet, and too salty. And the vasana kanti is there. The citta which is not going to the akusala side. See? So it's so very deadly when there is understanding. Why being frustrated? See? Akusala. Why not kind word? Akusala. See? So
knowing the shape and form, akusala.
A reality, yeah. Because it's not now, it's gone. Nothing can stay, no matter it's sadness or pleasantness, everything. Just very temporary. And the wise is not trapped by all this blindness, not knowing. Very much, very much. So we don't mind or we don't try to make something different. It's natural. So it arises as sudden as seeing and hearing. So awareness and understanding can arise anytime, anywhere. And that's the right way or the right path. If there is intention, try to be taught, try to have it, I'd like to be aware. It's not the understanding. That's why it's so very difficult, because of rational and only by conditions that it can be the object of understanding as anatta. Lobha changes its object from pleasant object or the sensuous object to wanting to gain or to get understanding. And trying so hard, maybe the whole night or half a day, and then the result is nothing. wasting time. But there can be the understanding of lobha at the end, just very little. And at the end is the best thing to know that they're all lobha.
But even for now, it all seems like one or whole, or it's like the whole world appears, and this is hard to differentiate what is reality, what is concept.
That is not understanding, you're trying.
Yes.
Not understanding. But when we just talk and we don't expect results, we just see whether that is true or not, that we are talking like hardness. At that moment, there is no seeing. See, begin to see just one reality at a time. Not as I would like to try to know it or to experience just one object at a time. Because it is one moment of experiencing. It's the great task to eliminate avijja, ignorance. That's all.
Cheating dharmas all the time, because one thinks because it's dharma it must be kusala, but actually it's lobha, just more lobha.
Because you do not see everything here, right?
Yeah, just particular things.
Depending on thinking. If there is no thinking, you don't know even there is something here.
Yeah.
You forget because there is no attention. So it's only visible object that can be seen, and then there is moment of thinking.
Yeah.
I am kusala mostly.
Good to know. That's all. Not you, but it's conditioned. By understanding this, you can see that akusala is different from kusala, because at moment of akusala, no understanding. That's why it's akusala. It's like just reminder to know that no understanding, that's why it's akusala. But when there is understanding, it's not akusala. Understanding will not lead to any kind of akusala. And the understanding is not just reading from book. It's now. The book just tells us about everything at any moment as it is.
We're just talking at breakfast about, for example, someone may say something like to Nina, and she may feel upset about it, or it happens to anyone, and we know that it's useless, as we discussed, to cry or feel unhappy, but actually just conditioned anyway, just different dharmas that are anatta all the time.
If you say to yourself, crying is useless, you can stop it at will.
Usually I do not have time much for myself.
That's what it is.
So I think that it's better than just thinking about one's own sadness or
one's own story or one's own difficulty.
And it indicates the development of understanding too. Because if there is so much clinging to oneself, everything comes from you as understanding, or the way to help to have more understanding and things. Only that.
But you can't always on command, like you always say. So,
because I think that people learn the wrong way. They learn a lot of words, but not any understanding of a reality. So what's the use of just having words? Because this life we could remember the words in Thai or in some languages, but after that, no more. Because no understanding of reality. But when there's the understanding of reality, no matter what word we use in what life, it will bring more understanding. For example, now visible object is seen, right? Just that, how many times a day?
How many times a day? There are few.
Very few. But if there is some, it can be more.
It can be
later more. In 100 years or 1,000 years.
In 100 or 1,000 years.
What?
Physical object and knowing and understanding of seeing. It's just from that it can be accumulated. Yeah.
Even today.
It's 1,000 years. It's 1,000 years. But then it's not me anymore in 1,000 years. It is another person.
But the accumulation is there.
Yeah.
Even the pratha is accumulated, isn't it?
Each citta.
But these khandhas here won't profit from that in 1,000 years. The khandhas here now.
Yes. What brings you here? Not just this life.
No, that's true.
What brings you to see the value of understanding and listening to the teachings? People are different by accumulation. But you see that if they're trying to understand visible object as just a reality, it's intended to do at that moment, not the conditioned one. But at this very moment, if there can be a moment of understanding hardness, just that instead of visible object, it's all right. Because this one is conditioned to understand this, not that. So just leave it. Don't try to have a specific intention to this or that, to be understood. Anything.
No concentration on visible object. That's not the way to try to concentrate.
And that's the way to let go everything, even attachment to know this or that.
It's so ridiculous, really, because before hearing the Dharma, there's no trying to be aware of visible object or understand Dharma. So why, when we hear the Dharma, there is more akusala or more attachment?
Because Loka has another object.
It has a new object to play with.
Yeah.
We talked with Alberto yesterday that it's new object and new object and new object all the time. And it seems like it doesn't stay sometimes. It's so fast. Because, for example, in Thailand here, I like very much. But I cannot take anything from here. Because right. Even I see this nice palm, it's just
from Poland or from anywhere.
Yeah. That's why I take pictures. But it's really, like, when we consider it, nothing stays. Even the visible object of this wonderful palm, I cannot take it with me back.
And the moment of taking pictures gone.
Yes.
And the picture. And the picture there.
And the intention to do.
Everything.
But Ajahn, it's really called what we call Dhamma, what is reality, because so many realities are like intention, attention.
You don't have to call anything at all. When there is no awareness, everything does not appear as it is, like the sound, different sounds. But whenever there is awareness, there will be more attention or more understanding of what is there. But if there is intention to know,
it goes wrong again.
It cannot reveal itself as so sure. Because it just appear and disappear, and other object appear, succeeding unknowingly all the time. And there's clinging to that which one is trying to know.
I think I'm learning that the more I hear this, the more I know how much ignorance there is, because that clear knowing of a reality seems far, far away. I mean, we have realities all the time, but actually knowing one is very, very...
But it will lead to the truth of it.
I have great confidence. There is great confidence there.
Because at this moment, heart disappear and the visible object appears. So one can see that they are different. Mm. And one can be experienced just at a time, not together. And this is really to awareness or understanding. But don't cling to awareness. People just want to have it without understanding. They do not realize that at moment of understanding, there is awareness. You don't have to name or call it. It performs its function like it now performs its function at moment of understanding.
And there is concentration, and there is virya.
But there are no names.
No names.
But the point is no need to do something or concentrate, because all those wholesome cheetah seekers are there already at that moment.
You said something once about breath.
What happened?
Breath.
You mean yesterday?
Yeah, Anapanasati, the one of the objects.
But when they talk about breath, you don't know. And you know Anapanasati. So you know breath or Anapanasati?
No, I don't even know a breath or Anapanasati. I don't know these things.
Word collection.
Yeah. But I can understand the words from Tipitaka, different words, and I know what that means.
Are you interested in breath or Anapanasati?
I'm not interested in breath. Yeah, maybe a little in awareness of breath.
Yeah. See? No point.
Yeah.
Because it depends on understanding what appears without the word anapanasati.
We talked about anapanasati in Vietnam. We discussed breath. Very difficult to know.
It's so subtle.
So subtle,
yeah.
Because now there is breath, but who knows?
Mm. Conditioned by chitta, it's not easy. I confuse. It's blowing air or something else.
That's why the question is whether you are interested in anapanasati or in breath.
Sam says that we are all interested in pleasant feelings.
Yes, people are trapped by pleasant feelings.
Mm-hmm. Because of Paza.
Again.
That's enough words.
I see words, your collections. Oh, there. Paza, you are talking about Paza.
A mental reality, yeah.
I thought we were talking about Vedana.
Feeling. A mental reality.
Paza.
Yes, but how do you know that it's mental reality?
Because it contacts.
See? Yeah. Does it show up now?
No.
So, why call it? Thinking about
because
it.
Because I remember that from before.
Shadow.
A shadow, yeah. Empty.
Puppet. You are in the world of shadow.
Of Nimitta.
Nimitta.
Yeah.
And words. Because at moment of tasting something, the idea came, ayatana, something like that.
Ayatana or...
No, yeah. You. No, only thinking.
Yeah.
No, let away. Only thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was your friend in last life? In your last life?
That's it. We never know.
We never.
We forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone forgets.
Right.
Ik na my wotcha.
Ik mai nan ha. Ik mai nan. Not so long. Ik mai nan.
I remember when your sister was carrying the ashes of her. Daughter in India, mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And your comment was she just can't let go. So
you can't let go.
Can't let go. Yeah. So
there was another comment of Conchita, husband, about the wind blowing.
Yes.
I forgot. Like
just like the wind blowing
the wind
through.
Wind is blowing in a life.
When Kunjit's husband died, you made a comment to
about
me
the wind
about
blowing.
How it's just like a wind blowing through in one's life. So the people 1 meter is just like a wind blowing.
I remember, yeah.
You remember Sutta about the 5 months they were praying in last life?
Yeah, yes. You mentioned that.
In
yes,
their last lives.
They forgot.
I have to take
Nina. Yeah, let's take Nina. You also, do you want to take Nina?